As I mentioned, we were launched out of, sent out from Imprint Woodinville, and we started this church about 6 months ago. And one of the benefits and the cool things about our family of churches model is that we have relationship with, among the staff. And so Ben is the youth and family lead. Youth or student, we call
student.
It? Student, sorry.
Yeah.
Student and family lead, very
way.
Important.
Yeah.
Very important. And so I love getting to work with this guy. And, you know, years ago when I started in pastoral ministry, I'd done college ministry for a number of years. But the only reason I was able to develop a gift and love for teaching the Bible was because there was an older pastor, my pastor, who took a chance on a young guy and let him get up in the pulpit. And so unless we as a church are really committed to developing younger leaders, then we're never going to see anyone mature in their faith and mature in their giftings. And so it's a real privilege for me to invite Ben over from Woodinville as part of our family of churches model and to ask him to preach our final message in this Kings of Summer series on Zedekiah. So this is Ben Acone, and I just want to pray for him. You know, some people, I'm technically probably just about old enough to be his dad, but he feels like a little brother to me. Sometimes people mistake us for twins if you can see our similarities here. So it's crazy how often we get mistaken for family blood. So let me just pray for Ben and thank the Lord for him. Lord, thank you for my brother in Christ, Ben, and I'm just thankful for his love for you, his love for your word, his desire to lead students to know Christ. I see you at work in his life, God, and he is a young man of integrity. He's a great husband and a loving father to his girls. And I thank you for the gift that it is to our body, this body of Christ, to hear from him this morning. Let us remember that we are seeking to hear from you, the living God, through your living word. And I pray that you would speak through Ben and that you would give us all ears to hear what you have to say to us this morning, that we would make application to our lives personally and not come away going, oh, he's a young guy. He's doing pretty good. And I thought this about his sermon, but God, to truly say, what is God speaking to me this morning? May he feel your pleasure upon him as you speak through him, through your word. And may we hear the voice of God speaking to us through the word as well. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, Tom. And thanks, Imprint Bothell, for letting me speak to you guys today. I think the words that Tom used, taking a chance, are good words for me today. So we'll see how it goes. And here's the thing. I love Tom, and I so appreciate him, and one of the things I miss most from Imprint Bothell being planted is getting to hear him. Like, I used to get to hear him preach every other week, every third week or so, and I don't get to do that anymore, and so I love getting to sit under Tom's leadership and his preaching, and I think you guys should appreciate him. If you don't already appreciate him, appreciate him. If you don't, by the end of this sermon, you will appreciate him. You'll be like, I really like Tom, and you're going to love his sermons. You're going to come in expectantly. I do have to admit, I think Tom made an intentional decision here. So Tom's been on vacation. He's been doing stuff. He was able to make it back last week to prepare for Josiah, who is the king who repented and obeyed and did all these things. You weren't able to make it back for Zedekiah, whose eyes were gouged out and who lived a life of... So today, we're going to go through a story about Zedekiah, king of Israel. And I got to admit, this can be a bit of a bummer story, okay? It's not, the Bible isn't just full of unicorns all the time, right? Like, there's some very real stories about war and about kingdoms and all these different things. So today's story, buckle in, it's going to be a little intense because the age of kings, like the reign of kings in Israel, they didn't decide to end it because it was, like, going super well, right? Like, they weren't like, this is going great, let's just quit while we're ahead, right? You think of like a Zune, right? They didn't decide to discontinue the Zune because they're like, all the other branches are getting jealous of you guys. You know, we got to shut you down because you're killing it. They cut down the Zune. They discontinued the Zune because it was a stench in the nostrils of God. And so similarly, we're going to notice the king's whole age, right, didn't end because it was going great. It ended because actually it was going very poorly. And so today we're going to see Israel and specifically Judah get taken captive by a rival kingdom, the Babylonians in Babylon, also known as the Chaldeans. And it's going to start hard, okay? And that's what I want to advise you guys. Sometimes really amazing, beautiful truths start with a hard truth that you need to accept first. And so we're going to start looking at the difficulties. And then I think by looking at the text, by looking at what God has for us in this story, I really do believe that we're going to see beauty. We're going to see truth, we're going to see grace and love, but if you decide to tune out during the hard parts, you don't really appreciate the good parts. Does that make sense? So the bad news comes first, then the good news starts. And so let's learn about Zedekiah. Let's learn about Zedekiah. It's a name that if you didn't grow up in church, or maybe even if you did, you might think this is a book of the Bible. It's not. This is a character in the Bible. And his story is tragic, and it is short in the Bible. Okay, it's tragic, and it's short. Not only is the last king of the series, he's the last king of Judah in general before Israel gets taken captive by Babylon. And so at this point in the story, we're going to read in 2 Kings, I believe 24, verse 18 is where we're going to start. And at this point in time, Judah is already under, is already subservient to Babylon. So Babylon came and kind of took it over. I learned a word this week, which is that Judah became a vassal state. I had no idea what that was. Does anyone know what that is? You guys, Kurt, look at you. You're so smart. So Babylon had taken over, but they gave Judah their autonomy. They let them keep running a little bit. They still had a king and things. But the condition was you have to pay taxes to us. You have to serve us. You have to be under us. You have to accommodate us. So Babylon's kind of the kingdom over it. And then there's this little kingdom, Judah, that has to pay taxes and be subservient to Babylon. This is where we pick up, and we're going to see that even that goes downhill.